And welcome to Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squared Circle with Ryan Owen,
Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Gravel Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live!
Welcome into Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. My name is Nick Ragner, joined by Jess Von Ruden and AC Raleigh.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Guys, got a big show today, sitting down with Dylan Postel, talking about the upcoming ACW show. Going to be a huge one, especially their start to Season 3 after their huge anniversary show back in December, was it?
Yep.
So pretty exciting stuff for ACW in Oshkosh. We'll sit down with him and talk to him about what to look forward to this year, as well as that February 5th show. And, yeah, should be a great show. We'll talk maybe some Royal Rumble stuff, maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're going to have a pretty cool episode on Sunday when we'll sit down and watch the Rumble together and maybe, you know, just talk wrestling. You
That's
know,
something,
try something
we
different.
Don't do, actually, is ever watch pay-per-views together anymore.
It's usually because I have to work at 2 in the morning and,
yeah,
you know, it's hard for me to, you know, do that kind of stuff. Guys, we had an awesome week as far as before we get to talking about the upcoming shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to go to BCW on Friday.
Yeah.
NXT on Saturday. Uh-huh. It was one good weekend of wrestling.
A solid weekend of pro wrestling. Uh-huh. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I got 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah. Huh?
But I loved it, man. It was a great weekend. BCW was jam-packed. They had to turn away 200 fans. So congratulations, everyone there in BCW, for putting on a hell of a product there. And NXT, man, that was a lot of fun. We ate at a small little Mexican restaurant,
yes,
right across the,
yeah,
street from the venue, which was magnifique. If you ever get a chance to eat down there, do it.
Delicioso.
Yes. It was a good place.
I'm going to say this right now just because I want to put this disclaimer out there for people that are listening. If, you know, if I make, you know, ACW especially because those are Friday shows, but if I do make ever the rare trip to a Friday show, mm-hmm, I just want to put this out there that if anybody ever, you know, people come up, we talk to some of the wrestlers and stuff like that. If I seem off my game a little bit, because I felt like when I talked to a couple of the wrestlers on Friday at BCW, I was. It's because I hadn't slept for 24 hours that day because I work at 2 in the morning. So, you know, I wake up at 1 in the morning on Friday, and, you know, on road trips, I can never sleep on the way up there. So when we got there, I'd already been up since 1 in the morning, you know, on 4 hours of sleep the previous day. So I'm just putting that out there because I know sometimes I don't want to be, you know, I know what it means to be, you know, respectful and stuff like that in independent wrestling. So if I ever go to a show and I seem like I'm distant or I'm not talking to anybody, you know, especially with BCW and stuff like that, I was just super freaking tired.
Well, I'm glad you actually brought that up because at one point in time, I'm looking at the tapes right over by Dustin, and here comes Greg the Hammer Valentine. He's like, "Hey, you with this one guy?" I'm like, "Which guy?" He's like, "The disrespectful motherfucker."
Oh, no.
During my match. I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about, Greg, at all, man.
I wasn't falling asleep during his match. I was falling asleep during the cage setup, though. I'll tell you that much. I had the droopies where I was.
The droopy dogs.
I got some stuffed mushrooms at concessions, and I was like, man, these are some good mushrooms. And
you were hoping they were psychedelic.
I was, because I was like, man, I got to stay awake. And then we went and sat down, and I had that stuff where, you know, you'd sit there, and I'm just like, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there watching, and I had a couple times where I'd, you know, you did that thing, you know, where you kind of doze off a little bit, and then when your head bobs, you wake up, and you're like,
yeah,
was anybody watching me do
I
that?
I totally did that Sunday during the, was it the Steelers game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed out on most of that game, which is fine.
Yeah, it was kind of a boring game. So.
But NXT was a lot of fun, though,
yeah,
guys. Even though
NXT
we saw some people online, didn't really have that great of a time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
I
saw some of those articles, and people are just bashing that product on in Chicago, saying the venue was terrible, waiting outside was terrible, the show wasn't even, you know, that great. And it's like, man, people are so just dumb. I thought the venue was awesome.
You would think for a town like Chicago, where the Cubs haven't won a fucking World Series in over 100 years, they would not be bitching about anything. But apparently they like to bitch.
Yeah. It sucks. I thought the venue was awesome. I mean, I know it was a little chilly in there, but it seemed like things...
Yeah,
and
that's the thing, too, is that we find out later in the week that the reason why everybody was waiting longer than when the doors were supposed to open was, you know, they were trying not to get people to come into a cold building. That's why it was delayed, because they're trying to get the heat to work, and it wasn't working. That's why it was still cold when we came in there. But, you know, you can't knock them for trying to be like, hey, sorry that we're trying to give you a warm place to walk into opposed to just a less colder spot than where you
I know a lot of fingers were pointing at both at the WWE product and, like, you know, the Portage Theater as well. I thought they both did a fabulous job mm-hmm. with what they had to work with. I know one of the biggest gripes was like the bathroom situation. It's an old theater. It had one for the men, one for the ladies.
Yeah.
Sorry, dudes, if that show was predominantly men and you had to wait in line to use the urinal.
During intermission, when the most people would be going to the bathroom, I probably waited maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
You go to like a Packer game, you wait like a half an hour to go take a piss. So, I mean, mm-hmm. What are you complaining about? I mean, it was no big of a deal.
It was efficient. I mean, it was very efficient as far as people going into the bathroom, because it was like you'd be standing in a spot and then all of a sudden the line moved because it was basically all the guys, you know, getting in the bathroom, getting their business done, not messing around. They were in and out.
Do you mess around when you actually use the restroom?
No, I'm just saying that like everybody in the bathroom knew, hey, there's a giant line, so I'm going to get in, get out. So yeah. I mean, and I read something that apparently the ring was uneven, like the floor base was uneven or something like that, which, I mean, from our seating, you couldn't really tell. And as a result, I mean, I don't think any of the matches got screwed up because of the unevenness.
It might have been a slight unevenness because it's an old theater. And I think it has like a 25-degree slope going back up to where the projector is and stuff like that. So if it's on the floor, more than likely, it might have been just a degree or two, which is a small shift, but mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like
a
pretty cool time to be working for NXT. I know for a fact that, you know, at least all the WWE house shows I've ever been to, crowds are never that electric for any WWE product, and you know, I think
at least not for years.
For years, and I think for the product and, you know, the people that are in the ring, you know, working their tails off for NXT, I think that has to be a pretty cool moment for them. And boy, I'll tell you what, Eva Marie gets some mega heat, dude.
Nuclear heat.
I think she
How crazy is that?
One of the most hated people in all of WWE today.
We were talking about that on the way back, but how crazy is that she got booed the second her hand slapped Nia Jax to get into the ring?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Like, it was just like, you know, Nia Jax was wrestling, blah, blah, blah. Boo! It was like, holy shit. Like,
people are wondering, you know, it's always funny about that. People, like, wonder, it's like, well, why is she getting these opportunities? Because you guys are giving her that reaction that you need to give somebody
to put
somebody over.
And it's exact same thing with the whole let's go Cena sucks. You know, it's like, you know, you can yell Cena sucks all you want, but bottom line, that just means he's getting reaction. Yeah. If you really want Cena to not get any work or even Marie not to get any work, just don't do anything.
Yeah.
If you really don't like her that much that you're just like, I don't want her to work, just watch her match and just be like, hey, I'm not reacting. And if it's quiet like that, then I'm like, oh, something's wrong.
Still mad at that guy that got a hug from Bayley. What a smart dude. That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And it also was a good idea was knowing that you had a room full of just internet smarks just popping up that little bullet gun.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, Finn Balor doing a lot of Bullet Club stuff in that show. I don't know, man. It'll be very interesting to see where that goes down the line. Maybe he was teasing something. Maybe Finn Balor just kind of misses it a little bit and doesn't get to do it on TV. But, yeah. NXT, if you haven't seen it yet, I'm sure a lot of the people that are listening have, because we know a lot of, you know, people in the Wisconsin wrestling area, you know, whatever you want to call it.
The Loop.
The Loop had the chance to go to one of the shows, whether it was Milwaukee, Green Bay, or Chicago. So if you haven't had a chance to, definitely try to find time to go see one, because they – are putting on one hell of a product. Speaking of, you know, awesome shows, we do have a couple to highlight this weekend, so let's go ahead and do that.
All right, cool. We're going to start things out with IWA Mid-South Presents hashtag It Just Got Real. That'd be Friday, January the 22nd at the Colgate Gym on East Montgomery Avenue in Clarksville, Indiana. Of course, you're going to see a full great card of Mid-South action as Kongo Kong defends the IWA World Heavyweight Championship against Trick Davis. Of course, there's also a winner turns title match into a three-way, loser eats dog food. So whoever wins that match will have to take on Nick Depp and Reed By God Bentley in a three-way dance, and the loser has to eat
wet dog food or dry dog food?
I can only assume it's going to be wet. All right, moist dog food.
Moist.
Some would say, yes. Mm. 30-minute Iron Man match as Shane Mercer takes on Matt Cage. The Duke of Hardcore, John Wayne Murdoch, would take on Gary J. Of course, the Hot Girls Heroes, which would be Roy Flash Gordon and Tony Nas, would be taking on The System. There's a grudge match as Joseph Schwartz takes on the Hood Ninja Isaiah, and a Pick and Your Poison scramble as J.J. Garrett, Sloppy Slick and Slay Sludge, which is a great name. Teddy Keene, Harvey Bauer, and Jordan Whittaker will be in action as well. Of course, these are just, you know, there's going to be one more other match and stuff like that. Big night of wrestling there. Doors open at 7:15. Bell time is at 8. Floor seats are 15. General admission is 12. And kids 13 under, you get $3 off your ticket. So, hey, if you're 13 and you only have, you know, $10, you can still get in that show, no problem. That's IWA Mid-South this Friday.
Pro Wrestling Battleground, the 9th anniversary, is coming up this Saturday, January 23rd, at the Wilebski's Blue Saloon, 1638 Rice Street. If you're putting it into your GPS, that's over in St. Paul.
Not confused with the wrestler named GPS.
Exactly. No, GPA.
Yeah, it could be a guy named GPS.
1638 too. Rice Street in St. Paul, Minnesota. A lot of great matches set up for PW Battleground. Main event will be Ryan Cruz defending that Battleground Championship against the challenger Craven Knight. This should be a pretty solid match. We've seen these guys up and down the road in that area, so it should be a good time. Luther Wilson III defends his Breakout Championship against Malachi Matthews. In a triple threat, Matt Cage takes on Darren Corbin, who takes on Marcus Crane. And Scott Storey will take on the Angry Dragon. And in tag team action, Harvey Bauer, who you mentioned will be there on Friday, he'll be teaming up with J.J. Garrett, and they'll be taking on the four-star heroes, which consists of Chris Castro and Matt Nick, so it should be a great match as well. Doors open at 5:30 for the show. The show starts at 6. It's a little bit early compared to the typical show starts at 7, but still, it's kind of nice for, you know, especially a Saturday. Adults are $10, and kids 12 and under are 5 for PW Battleground, the 9th anniversary this Saturday.
Also happening on Saturday, Underground Wrestling Society is presenting Inception. That is happening at the Legacy Center in Brighton, Michigan. Sabu's going to be there, so if you want to come see that Sabu, if you've never seen him before, now is your opportunity. Lots of match listings, and it's pretty cool. If you go to their event page, actually, you can see the full card, and they'll actually have even a backstory of each match. I'm not going to go through that because it would take forever, but pretty cool stuff here. So, you can kind of get caught up in what's happening in Underground Wrestling Society if you'd like to do that. Lewis Lyndon will be up against Gavin Quinn in singles action. You're going to see Psycho Mike Rollins up against Mad Dragon Hakeem Zayn. Amazing Nate Madsen will be one-on-one against Justin Maine. Austin Mannix up against Orlando Christopher. In women's action, we'll have Samantha Heights versus Dominique Fabiano. Tag team action, Mikey Smalls and Jamie Cox will be up against the Scarboni brothers. Jeff Brooks and a partner of his choosing will be in tag team action against Carter Xavier and Palmer Cruz. And then in a fatal four-way matchup, we will see Danny Shea taking on Mojo McQueen, taking on Jack Price, with James Alexander rounding out that fatal four-way competition. So the doors open at 7:30. If you get VIP tickets, they open at 7:15 bell time. A little bit of a late start at 8. You can get more info at undergroundwrestlingsociety.com. And as far as tickets are concerned, there's a couple different prices. $25 gets you the VIP gold tickets, which includes a front row seat, early entry into the venue, VIP meet and greet access, and that is along with Sabu. So you can meet Sabu if you get those gold ticks. Plus, you'll get one free raffle ticket for $20, $5 less, will be the VIP silver tickets, which will be floor seating, so not front row, but anywhere, you know, except front row. You'll get that early access, and you'll also get to meet and greet Sabu. And then for the $12, you'll get the general admission seating, which is bleacher seats. And, yeah, so again, undergroundwrestlingsociety.com, the place to go for tickets and all information that is their upcoming show, Inception, on Saturday in Brighton, Michigan.
And of course, those aren't the only shows going on this weekend. There's a ton of wrestling action going on. Make sure you follow us on the Facebooks and the Twitters to get all the updated information.
Yep. The Grapple Talk Facebook, yeah. At the Grapple Talk podcast, Weebly.com, or
something like that.
I think we also got a pigeon messenger service as well. Like, we're trying to beat out Dave Meltzer on this one, so hopefully it actually kind of picks up a lot of steam.
Takes a little bit longer to get subscribed to that, but yeah. If you'd like to, you have to send your own pigeon carrier to Grapple Talk. That's
it's a P.O. Box. P.O. Box 385, La Crosse, Wisconsin, 54601. Yeah. Just make sure you put some shipping and handling in it as well.
Yep.
What we'll do is we'll actually put our dirt sheet We'll attach it to your pigeon, but we won't staple it. We'll just like tie it around his leg.
Yep.
Very, very nice little round squirrel.
We're pretty. You know, we're pretty gentle with the tying.
We're
so.
Pretty good with animals.
Mm-hmm. So, if you want to be included in that, it's kind of like it seems like for the most part, it's like the new wave of technology. It's kind of what we're entering with the new era. Something kind of cool that I think is really going to pick up steam. And if you haven't bought stock into it yet, definitely buy stock into it because
definitely.
Cell phones are out the door, man.
I mean, seriously, this is going to replace Snapchat.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah. I've never heard of anything
this
new age before.
All right, well, guess what? There's a new age about to dawn in the WWE as we are gearing up for the 2015 Royal Rumble. And, guys, we're going to preview the show because that's what we do here on Grapple Talk. Of course,
Riley, get off your phone, dude.
I'm not off of my phone.
Get off it.
Wait, what are you doing, man?
I'm reading articles and stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to get stuff for Grapple Talk here.
BS.
I can listen and read at the same time. I can multitask.
This guy, you know whenever he posts videos, the funny videos online, he's always on his
phone.
They're funny?
With us.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, cool. Anyhow, we're going to start things off like the show as well with the pre-show. It's a four-way qualifier as you're going to have four teams vying to get themselves into the Royal Rumble match. You're going to see the Dudleys, the Ascension, and two makeshift teams as Darren Young and Damian Sandow will be teaming up. And, of course, Mark Henry will be teaming up with Jack Swagger. Guys, which two of these eight men will go on?
I have no idea.
No clue.
Let's throw pre-show predictions out the door. I don't like those ones. All right.
That match is gone. All right, cool. Well, let's kick things off with the main card. As Divas champion Charlotte be defending against Becky Lynch. Of course, Becky Lynch was able to goad Charlotte into the match by making fun of her father, Ric Flair.
I don't know if it was really making fun of Ric Flair, but more
kind of, old man, you never back down from a fight. Yeah. What? What are you talking about? I don't know.
It was more questioning his honor and being like, hey, Ric Flair, you wouldn't be doing this, so are you going to let your daughter?
Yeah, Ric would be doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ric Flair maybe just is getting forgetful in his
own. Who are you calling old Yeller?
The positives that I see from this is a guy that doesn't watch as much Raw as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of stuff about it. So, I mean, it must be picking up pretty good steam, I guess, as far as a Divas rivalry right now. I hear it's one of the best things going on for Raw right now.
Mm-hmm. That is. Right? So you guys got a winner?
Probably Charlotte.
Okay, so we'll put Alex.
I mean,
there's a lot of
build-up for Becky Lynch. It seems like she's going to win it, but I feel like they're just going to keep the bell on Charlotte.
I agree. I'm going to go conservative. I'll pick Charlotte in this one because I actually want to win these predictions this time.
All right, cool. I'll go with Becky Lynch. So I'm already behind the eight ball.
Okay.
All right, Becky, I'm picking it for you. All right, of course, we're going to have the tag titles on the line as the New Day, minus Francesca, their trombone, we take on the Usos.
Rest in peace, Francesca.
New Day.
New Day?
New Day.
All right.
Avenge the death of Francesca.
Oh, we will pick New Day.
They were on the Sports Center, by the way, and that was fantastic.
Yeah,
great
of course.
Stuff.
Yeah. All right, cool. For the IC Championship, the Intercontinental title for those unhip when it comes to abbreviations, it's Dean Ambrose taking on Kevin Owens in a last man standing match.
Ooh, that should be a good match regardless.
This would be a great match regardless.
Of course, you guys know the rules to a last man standing match, right?
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's going to be a draw. I think they're both going to be down for a 10 count.
Wow, draw.
Yep. That's my pick.
Yeah, that's actually a good possibility.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that too.
You picked Charlotte after I picked Charlotte.
Oh, you know what? This is actually kind of like a more educated guess pick. You didn't, you know.
Your face is an educated guess pick.
Wow, nice. Why don't you just go back on your phone and not pay attention.
Well, his face actually graduated college.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that kind of derailed me a little bit.
Much like college. All right, who are you going to pick?
Oh, God.
Oh. I'll probably say Ambrose.
All right. So Alex,
see, that's not the same pick as you. So
you were going to make it, though, until I called you out.
All right, cool. Well, this is going to be an interesting match. Usually at last man
who are you going to pick?
Usually it depends on who's got the title, right? Most of the time, if a heel champion has the belt, usually he finds some dastardly way to keep the face down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if a face has the title, somehow he violently fights his way back up to his feet. I'm going to go with Kevin Owens because for some apparent reason, that just seems like the right pick for me. All right, guys, U.S. title is on the line as we're going to see the end of the trilogy between Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio.
I'm going to go Kalisto on this one, bud. I think it's time for him to get that belt, time for him to...
Keep that belt for reals.
Keep that belt for reals, man. For Eddie. Or for, no, wait, no, for Sin Cara, man.
Dude, for Sin Cara.
My bud.
I'm going to say Del Rio. I mean, it was great that Cuddle still won the belt, but I think that the fact that he lost it like 4 days later on a show that really had no coverage, and then it was...
What, are you talking like SmackDown doesn't have coverage
anymore? Oh, it doesn't, and that's the thing, is that like they revealed the spoilers on it on WWE.com. Like, it wasn't just a dirt sheet. They were just like, SmackDown spoilers. Did Kalisto retain the belt? Nope. Del Rio is the champ again. So, I don't know. I feel like Kalisto's probably not going to win the belt. I think they're like, hey, this will be kind of a shock and awe thing to do, and they're like, just kidding. Del Rio has that belt back.
I like Kalisto in this one. I really do. So I'm going to go with Kalisto as well.
Kalisto.
And that brings us to our main event, the 30-man over-the-top rope Royal Rumble match to crown a new
one versus all
WWE champion. Well, I mean, it's one versus all. I mean, it could be very much to crown a new champion. Roman Reigns defending against 29 other dudes.
Well, that's what they're calling it. I'm just letting
yep.
you know that.
All right, cool. So, guys, we have to ask ourselves a couple questions right away. Does Roman Reigns win?
No.
Okay, so nope. None of Roman Reigns.
We have to ask ourselves this as well.
Uh-huh.
Why is it that Vince McMahon is the most jacked 70-year-old dude on the planet, but he could not open a plastic cup?
Everyone has troubles with the balls. All right, let's ask the second
Fair
question.
Enough.
How many surprise entrants are going to be in this one?
That is a tough one.
That's probably the better question than Roman Reigns retaining the belt.
It seems like they all kind of mash together because I always make a point to watch Mania.
Uh-huh.
Always make a point to watch Rumble. And most of the times, it kind of alternates like as far as live pay-per-views, but I always make a point to try to watch SummerSlam or Survivor Series.
Okay.
And the pay-per-view after Mania because that seems to always be like one of the better pay-per-views of whatever. And Money in the Bank because then you find out, you know, who future champ's going to be. But getting to my point now,
uh-huh.
A lot of the Rumbles seem to mix together, but I do remember that some years there's been like, wow, there's some great, you know, because you like seeing a surprise entrance. It
yeah.
makes you kind of jack, you know, it's like, oh, it's awesome. But I remember there's been a couple years where it's been extremely underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I could see this as far as maybe like, you know, people hoping to see like legends and things like that. This could be one of those years. But I do think that this could be a year that we see some NXT guys and, you know, guys like that that make that jump to the main roster. You know, I could totally see, you know, maybe like Sami Zayn coming out or something
yeah.
like that, which would be really cool for some of us to see. Surprise entrance?
Like, just give us a
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
Where is the Rumble this year?
Orlando.
Okay.
Tony Orlando.
Oh, Orlando.
At his house.
Orlando Jordan. There's another one.
Orlando Jordan's going to be in Orlando. Coming out to Tony Orlando.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. That's a tough question, man. How many do you think? What's your ballpark?
Man, I think we can safely bet on five.
Five is a good number.
I like five. You know, it's the amount of roster depth or lack thereof.
I'm an ass man.
Bam, bam. I don't think so.
I mean,
he's not employed.
He's a trainer in NXT.
I thought he got fired.
He's on Breaking Ground, man.
Yeah.
I thought he got fired.
Maybe he did since Breaking Ground aired. I don't know.
Probably.
He could have. I mean, Breaking Ground was, what, 3 months ago?
TakeOver Respect was the end of season one.
Yeah, he got fired because he was doing a bodybuilding competition. He got busted for performance-enhancing drugs during a bodybuilding competition, so
Oops.
He ended up cutting them.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? So now it's called Breaking Ass.
Well, we got those one-liners, man.
Broken ass.
Broken
butt. All right, so I'm going with five. What do you got, Alex? Number of surprise entrants.
4.5.
So,
hey, man, Curtis Axel entered, and then he got thrown out, and he was never eliminated.
What are you
so.
Playing, like, Price is Right rules? Because you realize you just boxed yourself
If it was Price is Right rules, I would have said one.
Why wouldn't you say six?
Because
this is why you would be terrible on The Price is Right.
Da, da, da,
you would be awful.
I'm glad I'm not playing The Price is Right then.
What
you know what be really cool?
What?
I'm going to say six and I'm going to play The Price is Right rules. You know what be really
okay,
cool?
Cool?
I think it would be cool. I mean, we've seen it before, but I would like to see a couple women.
A couple women.
I don't want to see just like one, you know, like Charlotte that comes out and is like, I'm like the most like a man, so I'm going to be in this. Like, I want to see That's what they did, like with China. Yeah. Oh, here comes Karma. You know, she's strong like a man.
Yeah.
You know, oh, here comes China. She's strong like a man. Dude, whatever. You know, give me freaking Sasha Banks out there. Let her freaking Hurricane Rana.
Except she's injured.
Let her Hurricane Rana freaking Alberto Del Rio out of the Rumble. That'd be awesome.
Wait, he's like, see. See. All of a sudden, Sasha Banks is like, no, see this. Ah, Hurricane Rana.
He's trying to get over with the fans again. Yeah. Somebody Hurricane Rana his ass out of the ring.
All right, cool. So we got done with surprise entrance. Who's going to win? You know, we all agreed Roman Reigns is not going to win. So we got to make a prediction, right?
Yeah.
We got to, like, pull a name out of the hat. Mm-hmm. Who do you guys think will be walking out with the WWE Championship since it's not going to be Roman Reigns? Based on our earlier prediction.
I hate following the Vegas line, but I think it's going to be H, man. Triple H.
Triple H.
I could really see, I could see it really coming down to Triple H and Roman Reigns, and that sets up for their Mania match, which I think is going to be an awesome Mania match. I think it's a... I think it's hard to bet against it. I think that's a great story. That'd be a great. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great way to end the whole authority thing. Give, you know, Triple H wins the belt. It's like, hey man, finally got the guy that we wanted in front of the company. The game, Triple H, dude. And it's like, Reigns, and him and Reigns go at it at Mania, have a pretty awesome main event, and booyah. You know, boom.
Who you got?
I think what's gonna happen. Is that Triple H will be in the Rumble, but all he's going to be doing is getting Roman Reigns out of there, and it doesn't matter. He's not going to win it, I don't think. He's just going to be involved in the elimination of Roman Reigns.
Nice.
I think who's going to win it is Bray Wyatt.
Nice.
I think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be Bray Wyatt and Brock Lesnar in the final two.
Son of a bitch! Nice. All right, all right. You son of a bitch. You stole my thunder.
You asked me.
Yeah, because that's what we do. Because if I ask the questions, then I come back around to me, and that's what we do.
That's the thing. You could have for a long time.
You could have answered secondly, and I wouldn't have ripped you off.
This son of a bitch rips off everyone.
I didn't rip you off.
You ripped my ass off.
No.
So I'm going to do the AC Riley pick, because this is what I think AC Riley would have picked.
What's that?
I don't think anyone wins the Rumble. At all. I'm going with Vacant. Vacant is going to have the title again. He's going to headline WrestleMania. WWE is going to go under at that point in time. Boom, boom, boom. I'm the hottest guy in the room.
Number one, yeah. I would have not picked that.
Okay.
Second
then
of all,
pick?
I didn't realize that you said that, so I apologize.
Oh, bullshit.
That.
You've been saying Bray Wyatt for a long
time. Dude, road trip. I laid out WrestleMania to you guys.
Yeah.
Laid it out.
You've been picking Bray Wyatt for a very long time.
Yeah.
I will give him that.
But you didn't say that Triple H was going to eliminate Roman Reigns.
It was implied.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can either imply it or you can say it, and I said it. You implied it. That's different. I didn't rip you off.
This motherfucker over here. All right, cool. So if Bray Wyatt actually wins the Rumble, headlines against Bray, you know, against Brock Lesnar.
Bray Wyatt headlines against Bray Wyatt?
He could. It'd be great.
Actually, I mean, that's possible.
It could be great. But if that actually happens, you're going to have to buy me beer.
Okay.
Simple as that.
What kind of beer?
I'm not going to tell you yet. Because if I tell you, then you're going to be like, oh, man, Jesse, I bought you this beer, and you're going to steal my thunder again. All right, coming up next, though, we got Dylan Postel in the spotlight. We're talking ACW season number 3 and breakdancing.
Yeah, breakdancing. Hopefully AC Riley doesn't steal some of his breakdancing thunder.
That's definitely not going to happen.
That's he totally is. Man.
Definitely won't happen.
With how hard your hair looks... I feel like you could easily...
Could be like a top.
Yeah, I feel like that would easily work as a top.
You'd be thanks?
Like, you'd be like a dreidel.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
What's the dreidel
thank
song?
Thank you, either way.
What's the dreidel song?
It's a dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
You would know that.
Yeah, of course. Wow, AC is just spinning on his head right now.
You hear that? You can hear the wind of his body just moving. Wow.
Weird. Holy crap, did you just see that move?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
AC stealing Thunder Riley. Oh, he did not like that one. Whatever.
Well, Dylan Postel coming up next to you right on Grapple Talk.
Hello, fellow bar patrons. This is the Ring of Honor top prospect, the Beer City Bruiser, Matt Winchester.
And the Beer City Bruiser, no slouch. Many regional titles, came here with a reputation.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk.
Falling Stop watching your neighbors get undressed. You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Come on, that's not necessary.
All he's got to do is...
Download the latest Grapple Talk podcast on iTunes. Just type Grapple Talk into the search bar. It's not rocket science.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
What's up, guys? It's one of three of your favorite wrestling podcast hosts, AC Riley from Grapple Talk here. Are you a listener or even a host of another podcast and you just don't know how to get the word out about the podcast? Send us a promo advertising what your show is about to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not a podcast host, but maybe something independent wrestling that you're looking to get the word on about, shoot us an email with your promo as well. We don't discriminate. Let's face it, it's tough for the small guys to get the word out. So what better way than to band together with fellow small guys, aka advertising on a podcast? It's that easy to do. Just send a promo to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll make sure people know about you, your podcast, or maybe something else related to independent wrestling. Hopefully you're enjoying the show, and as always, support independent wrestling.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking, when you're broken. Taking everything you've been given and making something better. It's about work before glory. And what's inside of you is doing what they say you can't. It's not about the shoes. It's about what you do in them. It's about being who you were born to be.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's Spotlight in the Squared Circle.
This week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are joined once again by Dylan Postel. And before we get things started, Dylan, did I get the last name correct this time?
That's the first time you did. It only took three times.
Yes. Got it.
Fantastic. Well, you kind of missed the whole thing with, like, every road trip we've been on. He's been just, like, pounding that name out. Postel.
Well, I'm trying to make sure I get stuff. It right this time because, I mean, there's enough times where I just get it wrong and then I'm just like, man, like, I need to get that fixed. So,
yeah. Before we start this, before you guys take the heat of, oh, you're having them on again, this was fully me. Asking for this. I would love to do this before each ACW show just to talk about the card and run through the show and the latest doings. I just wanted you guys to not take the gruff of, oh, he's on again. So
now, whatever. Who cares what people do? We don't care.
Here's Nick now. He's stripping off so he can actually deal with the heat. So
what?
Perfect. I'm used to dealing with the heat from now at this point in my career.
First things first, we got to ask you because we just had TW3 on breakdancing. What's this all about? Tell us about it.
Oh, man. My much younger years, I was a heck of a shuck and jiver back in the day. I'm still known if the club is bumping. I don't know if the kids still say that or not. But I'm still known to cut a rug here and there. But yeah, I know. I used to be a heck of a dancer. Heck of a dancer was a young Dylan Postel.
So let me ask you this, because TW3 said that he tried to do a dance-off at the last ACW show, and then you declined. So was the club not bumping then?
The club was not bumping.
So how does
two things? There's two things that happened with that. Oh, I remember this, actually. That was at Slade's and with Dreamer Hawkins there. And I was on such a high. I knew if I would have lost in a dance off in my hometown at my own bar, pretty much my own bar. I probably would have ruined the whole night for me. So I decided not to that night, but coming off such a high of the last show, that after party was amazing as well.
So if we drop a beat,
with the cardboard box.
With the cardboard box and everything like
that. And the club is bumping. Don't forget about that.
And the club is bumping because of the hot beat.
And the club is bumping. I'm never going to live that saying down, by the way.
How about this? It'll be us three. You can pick your two. We'll do a three-on-three dance-off in front of everybody next ACW post-show.
Oh, it has to be at Slade's, huh? Man. I've ruined that bar enough without dancing. That's they've now if I would start a dance off, they would probably have my picture on the wall saying don't allow him in, no matter how much business he brings.
Well, business is looking good for ACW. You guys had standing room only at the last show.
What
was
the segue? I like that.
I'm a professional. Yeah.
Don't
man.
Point the segues out. Then
you
ruin the segues.
Yeah, you ruin the segues.
I just wanted
to
say great job with the segues. I wanted to give you credit where credit was due.
I appreciate it. And Jesse ruined it once again.
Well, that's great. Anyhow, man, what was the ticket count for that? Because it had to be close to 500, 600.
Oh, no. Actually, it was not. It was about 375.
Oh, wow.
But the thing I noticed there was a ton of standing room. Every seat was full, mm-hmm. which we've never done.
Yeah.
We've never had every chair full. But there was still a good amount of standing room, which is what it is. I put a lot of it on the holiday time. You're right in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that time of year. But it was still very, very full. Like I said, we've never had every chair full. We've never had that. We've had just about and a lot of standing room. We've never had every seat full, and that was cool for us. And we knew it was full. And I think we have so many new fans coming. I mean, the show, front row for that show sold out in 18 minutes.
Wow.
Right.
Well, you know, it was crazy. And then this show we sold, for our next show, we sold 24, front row for February 5th, sold 24 front row at the last show. So we're having quite a few returning customers and a lot of new ones. There were so many new faces that it was their first time there, and they even came up to me, myself, and Josh, and said, "Man, it's our first time, but hell of a show." So,
obviously, we saw Brian was there, you know, Tommy was there, but then moving forward too, reflecting on the last show, Mario is now, you know, now the face of your company. He's your new champ, and it's something I know we all here agree with. We all love Mario. We think he's one of the best guys in the state. But coming from your point of view as the guy, you know, the runner of the promotion. You know, what are you hoping Mario does? I mean, what was the decision to put the belt on him?
I love the guy to death, but I hope he doesn't accept cheers anymore. He got some cheers as when he accepted him. I was like, oh, man, turn it around on them. I even mentioned something to him, but it's when there's 375 people there and 95% are booing you, and you get that 5% cheering you, it feels good to get that 5%, even if it's, you know, just a few.
Yep.
So it's something small that we made up for when he came out during Myers and Avalon, and that you know settled it all. That last show was the best show I've ever done. Sorry, the best show we as a company has ever done. I hate saying I do the very least of it. It's all on the guys and that. Nick Colucci has really stepped up. Again, my best friend since kindergarten, pretty much. And he really has stepped up in helping run ACW, booking it and all that. So it's not like a 3 or 4 man team. Gambino helps out a lot. Gus helps out even with this company too. But, the three suits, myself, Weimer, and, Bender, have pretty much the whole year planned, and it's going to be some fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun in season 3, and it was cool at the end of the night. We met myself and Weimer met Colucci Bender. I don't hate calling him by his real name. We went Bender behind the curtain and said thank you, you know, for the title run and thanks for doing that for us. And then thanked Mario, and Bender goes, "That was easy. That was the easiest match I've ever done. It was 4 minutes. Now I can just hang out." So it was he was happy with it because he only had to do it. A 4 minute match. So, but it was a ton of fun. Mario, who I will never refer to as Marman, I just, when I heard that, I was like, what is that? What is the Mar Man? You're Mario Cravillo. But it's a shtick. He really has impressed us. He gets a reaction, no matter if he's out there for 5 seconds or 15 minutes. He always gets a reaction. He's really shown us a lot in the past 6 months to year.
So going from a show that was initially scheduled to only have 3 shows to now going into the season 3 of ACW, what's that like that you're going bi-monthly now? Because that's a pretty exciting announcement as well.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I don't know how we're gonna do it. I'm scared. I'm scared to go bi-monthly, but what we have planned is we're gonna have a lot of fun. We have some huge feuds and huge storylines. I mean, look at the last show when we have Kaluchi slugging Sadist for little to no reason, and then this show Kaluchi suspended. It's like what's gonna come up with that? Is this a new side of him? Who knows? The Dream Police and Gunslinger feud seems to be continuing. Adam Grace has been very friendly with the Dream Police lately, so it'll be interesting to see how that comes out. And then also, it's about time that maybe some fresh faces from the ACW Training Academy might get seen this year, too. Mm-hmm. So that should be very interesting as well.
So out of the Training Academy, is there a couple names that we should really be on the lookout for?
Not yet. I'm not going to reveal them yet. Right. But we did find a new building finally after our last one burned to the ground. So we are starting. We're starting back up again in 2 weeks at a brand new building in Oshkosh, and we can finally get back in the ring after 3 months off, sadly, and get some more work done. But these guys are really busting their asses, and they're doing so well. And they really have a lot of heart, every single one of them, and they're showing a lot of want for being involved with ACW and independent wrestling.
Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's talk about the show coming up on February the 5th. You know, what are some of the things you're kind of looking forward to for this upcoming show? I mean, we talked to TW3 about his involvement with Mario Cravillo. I mean, what else on that show are you guys kind of looking forward to just as a booker standpoint?
TW3, Tommy, I'm really looking forward to him eventing his first time by us. He always has such a huge following. It'll be interesting to see if he... As owners and operators, we don't give the ball to very many people, and we take a lot of gruff because it's usually the Oshkosh guys in the main events, and our buddies in the main events, which is true. It's fully true. But also, it's those guys that are selling the most tickets normally. Look at TV product. You're not going to put John Cena in a mid-card match normally. If he's the one selling the most tickets, you're going to put him out at the end because he's the one selling the tickets. So we're using that as well. So now we're giving Tommy the ball. What he does with it is up to him. He's in a main event match. If he runs with the ball, awesome. If he drops the ball, now he sees something as well. Do I think he'll drop the ball? I do not. Are there a lot of naysayers? Probably. But I think he can do it, and I think that's going to be a heck of a match that'll really show people a different side of Tommy, and that should be very interesting. Jared and Joey Avalon should be a lot of fun. Should be a heck of a match. They worked a lot in Bruce City, I think. So I think that'll be interesting to see for the Oshkosh fans to see, and they always put on good matches too, and they're both hell of workers. And it'll be interesting to see what Avalon does now that he's not, you know, necessarily in the main event title picture for this show. How is he going to react? How are the fans going to react to that? And then, like, with the, obviously, I said with the Kaluchi suspension, what's going to happen with that? That'll be, from what we have planned, that'll be interesting and a lot of fun for the fans to see how they react to it.
So, Tommy, if you're listening to this interview, no pressure whatsoever.
None. That guy knows. And actually, you know what I will say? A lot of our roster, like, it's like fun pressure. Riley, you're there for the meetings and such. Actually, you guys all are, pretty much. I put a lot of pressure we put a lot of pressure on our roster, but it's to have fun and put on good matches. It's never you do this or you're done. You don't listen to me and you're done. I've never once said that. If we have a certain thing in mind, usually the talent will be good with it and they'll be fine with it because they see our vision with the whole situation. And I always say, it's hard work coming up with stories for everybody. I can't do that myself. If you guys have something, come up with, and something good, let me know, and we'll see if we can make it work. I hate cutting guys off shows, and it's something I hate and something I get really worked up about, and it's a lot of stress on myself, that I put on myself, because we can't have 9 or 10 matches. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have a 4.5-5-hour show. It's just not going to happen. Because our fans don't want it, and normal wrestling fans don't want it. And B, I'll admit it, I like the after parties. They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
Yep.
And they're our main sponsors, so we need to show support back to them like they support us. And if we're getting there at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's not as much support as we could be showing them. So, the cutting the guys. I mean, it's going to be interesting this season. Who starting this show? Who takes the ball and who drops it? And we're all watching. And that's not a D-bag promoter thing. That's just honest to God truth. Like, we want everyone on the roster, but we can't do that every show.
But every show will be over by 10:30, so you can make it to the after party, right?
My goal, if we start at 7:30, my goal is 10 o'clock at the latest. Even the last one went pretty fast, which was nice. I thought for sure it was going to be a three and a half hour show, because there was a lot of stuff on the show. There really was a lot of stuff. We're planning for April. Getting ahead of ourselves here, I know, is we have our brand new Water City Championship.
That's right.
The 30-pound title that pretty much no one can physically carry.
It is very, very heavy.
It's a gorgeous belt, though.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's thanks to Zebros for making that for us. It's amazing. We're going to have Oshkosh's first title tournament. There's never been a title tournament in Oshkosh. And so we're going to do the first one in April. And it's already looking like 9 matches, which hopefully we can cut it down. Sorry. Hopefully we can cut it down. But either way, if we don't, it'll still be a fun night because of what we're doing on the show. And really, again, that's a night for guys to stand out. And I think they will.
So that actually segues into the question I was about to ask you about the Water City Championship. So
yeah.
What made you decide to introduce the new championship belt to ACW? What was the thought process behind that?
I wanted a cool-looking belt.
Okay. Honest answer. I can appreciate that.
To be honest, what it had a lot to do with was we do have such a big roster, and that's on us, fully on us, but we have such a big roster. To have guys fighting for nothing over and over and over, can get boring. You know what I mean? It's if they're not fighting for a title, which if we only have 2 titles and one of them's a tag title, what are they fighting for? So now we have another title. With the Water City title, at least one competitor in the match at all times must be from the Fox Valley. Oh. Whether that be, yeah, so it's kind of different. So from Fond du Lac, I'm extending it to Upper Appleton. This area, I should say Northeast Wisconsin, they at least one competitor in the match. And that could be the title holder. But yeah, at least one competitor in the match has to be from this area. That's why we named it the Water City Championship and all that. So we're really making it about, Oshkosh and about around here. So to speak.
So let's say Dr. X has got a P.O. box somewhere around Oshkosh. Is Dr. X actually allowed to compete for the Water City Championship?
What do you say if Dr. X is from...
He's got a P.O. box. Like he gets his mail in the Oshkosh area.
My goodness.
If he shows us with Social Security card and birth certificate from the area, yes. Yes, Von Rudin, yes, that would be acceptable.
Okay, wow. I wasn't too sure if it was just a mail type of thing, but
I thought he was usually from parts unknown. Wow. But either way. Yeah, if he has to show formal documentation to the suits, and he could.
Well, I heard the Rat River actually runs through parts unknown, though, so it's kind of close, right?
No, not at all.
So I know we kind of talked about this a little bit, looking forward to the rest of the year for ACW, camp and things like that. But when you're just looking at your roster in general, I mean, are there a couple of names that you think on that roster right now that maybe fans can be on the lookout for this upcoming year?
Obviously on the top of the list every year is Avalon. I don't care who you are in the state. If you're not vying to take the number one spot from Avalon, you're an idiot. And if you don't think as a worker that Avalon is in that number one spot, you're a complete idiot and you're full of yourself. He's the best worker in the state right now. Smartest worker, most hardworking, in that ring. And just all around best performer, followed closely by Sadist, number one and two. I had to disagree with your guys' awards, mainly because maybe my love of Avalon and his work, but that worker of the year or superstar of the year or whatever it was, I was like, man, I really thought Avalon deserved that one, but. I can see where your guys' award came from, and where Matt Winchester is a Ring of Honor superstar. He works his ass off, and so I can see that as well.
In our defense, though, Avalon was the Pioneer Wrestler of the Year for the first ever awards.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he was a Perfect Frontier guy, so he was a Pioneer.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, he was the first guy to receive the award.
Should he wear a coonskin cap?
I mean, he's more than welcome to. It might be a change of pace from the bandana, right?
You don't want him to see him without that bandana, let me tell you. That's a sight for sore eyes for Helen Keller, even.
Yeah, you don't want to get ahead of yourself on that one, right?
Ooh.
He is ahead of himself. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, there you go.
A forehead of himself.
Oh, goodness. Keeps coming.
I have to ask you guys something, though, real quick.
Yeah, sure.
I know I usually turn the tables on you guys. Favorite ACW match of last year? Was it Sadist and Avalon or Myers and Avalon?
I have to say it was probably Sadist and Avalon, to be quite honest.
Okay.
When I was calling that match,
I definitely say that, too.
Blew my mind. Because I think it's like when you went into Myers and Avalon, you had a pretty high expectation as it was, and it lived up to that expectation. And obviously with Sadist and Avalon, it was the same thing. But, man, that match was just so crazy, especially with two guys, from Wisconsin.
I'm very torn on that, and Avalon being such a good buddy of mine, we talk about the two of those, and he goes, "Those are my two favorite matches of all time." Is Sadist and then Myers, and it's that Myers match was absolutely unreal. And again, Myers, one of my best friends in this business since day one in WWE. He comes to the back, and is that what you wanted? That was more, and Weimer and I just had these huge, huge grins on our face just because it was for him to do that for us and put up such an awesome match. Really meant a lot to us. And also, for him to do it with a guy like Avalon, who he knows he'd get a great match out of, and they both busted their asses for that match. And they tore the house down. It was great. It really was a good night. But that Sadist Avalon match, I just editing it. For a video package, I did got to watch it again. God, it was fun to watch. It was so much fun to watch. But going back to your question earlier, what am I looking forward to this season, and who to be on the lookout? I don't think it's who to be on the lookout so much as the possible stories we're going to go with. I think as a whole, the fans should really be intrigued by what we're going to do. We're going to do some different stuff. We're not going to end every feud at one show like we did in previous years. You know, every previous year we ended at a big show, and then like last year we did number nine, and then the anniversary show we did the names being put in. And this year we're not going to do that. We're gonna change it up a little bit, and we're gonna do multiple different feuds and stories. And we're gonna really hit home with some of them. Some of them will really be personal. Who knows? It could be the last year of wrestling for a certain superstar. He's always contemplated it the last few years, and always wanted to slow down. But I won't let him. And he's very upset that I won't. But I always say I want that one more match with him. When the time comes and everything slows down. So I think the biggest thing to look out for season three is what we're going to do for stories and the stories we're going to tell on shows.
So February 5th is the next ACW event. So before we get information about when it will be, you know, so Friday, February 5th, got to ask, are there even tickets available at this point?
Oh, yeah. House of Heroes Comics, the number one comic shop in all of Wisconsin. I don't care what anyone says. and I might be biased on that once again, but they really have turned into a ticket center and a hub for all things ACW Wisconsin. They have tickets, dropped them off last week. When I dropped them off, they said they already had about 15 to 20 people calling and asking about tickets. Front row is completely sold out.
Wow.
We actually had to reserve second row again, which for only $12, you can get second row seats. Mm-hmm. You can pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge once again. So then $10 general admission, tickets ahead of time. And otherwise it bumps up at the door price as $5 more. So we really encourage people to get their advance tickets ahead of time. And also then it makes it more special for them. It really makes it like an event. Not just what are you doing? Nothing. You want to go to wrestling? Sure. And a lot of fans see it as such a now bi-monthly event. When's the next show? We're excited. We already have it in our calendars. We already asked off work. We already have it planned. I get people at the gym that come to me. Okay, yeah, we can't wait. Literally, I sold 8 tickets the week after the show. Two guys at the gym for their families after the last show because they were so impressed with the last show. It was the first show they ever been at. And they were so impressed with it. They wanted tickets right away. So we're doing some fun stuff, and we're doing a lot of things right. Also, there for the going back to your, sorry, I keep going back, but this year's anniversary show is already kind of planned out, and besides Blizzard Brawl, it'll be the biggest show in Wisconsin.
Wow. But, to look forward to.
Yeah. Six more shows. Here we go.
You're gonna make us wait. You're gonna make us just wait for this now. We're just gonna be pondering about it for the next year.
It's just about a whole year, but it'll be worth it. We're gonna be slowly doing some hints throughout the year, and we're really leaving it up to the fans of who they want to see again. They came out in numbers for the last show. And their support. So we're going to kind of leave it up to them again. But February 5th, ACW 11 comes back to the Oshkosh Masonic Center. Tickets only $10 before the show. Day of the show, they're $15. Available at House of Heroes Oshkosh. Otherwise, check us out on Facebook, ACW Wisconsin on Facebook. Message us if you're interested in training, ACW Training Academy. It's a very awesome program that we're running, and a lot of good potential guys are going to come out of this camp. So make sure to contact us on there as well for that. I think that's it, though, guys.
That sounds about it. Hey, Dylan, we got to wrap things up, but hey, thanks for being on Grapple Talk one more time. We'll catch you on the 5th.
Thank you, boys. See you soon.
That's Dylan Postel on Grapple Talk. We'll see you for more Grapple Talk. Right, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah.
That's Dylan Postel right here on Grapple Talk. Stick around.
Well,
I'm re-recording this the wrap-up.
Why are you re-recording it? We're fine.
We're not.
Yeah.
We're not.
You're going to put all this on the episode.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Why?
Actually, I thought we were pretty good with, like, hey, man, like, we're good there, you know?
You could just end it right there, dude.
Hey, this is the real Brock Hall. You want to get your reality check? Check out Grapple Talk.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net. Gerwick.net. Pro wrestling since 1997.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Chris Lockman, host of the Smart Money Wrestling Podcast. Join me and my co-host, AJ Jensen, each week as we discuss all things professional wrestling. WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, New Japan, as well as the local indie scene here in Wisconsin. We'll also bring you interviews with some of the Midwest up-and-coming independent stars and where you can see them in your area. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes, as well as on Twitter, at Smart Money. Check us out.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS, Instagram at Indie Power Rankings, on Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Keeping you up.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Keeping you up.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Keeping you up to date on the Midwestern Independent Wrestling.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RB Enterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
We're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter at Pencil Podcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Pro Wrestling Roundtable Slam, PWR Slam. Every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio on the Evolution Radio Network, 9 Eastern, 8 Central Standard. PWR Slam, leading the pro wrestling radio revolution with a new evolution by bringing you the stars of yesterday, the stars of today, and the stars of tomorrow, and all the other news and happenings you need to know in the world of professional wrestling. Find us on Facebook, PW Roundtable, or on Twitter, PWR Slam. See you Wednesdays.
Hey everybody, it's me, Darren Corbin.
I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Brewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Rudin, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
It sounds like there's going to be some big plans coming up here in season 3 of ACW. You know, guys, it's this guy gets to call the action with Nick over here. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's all you got to say is, oh, yeah, dude.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah, I'm super pumped for it. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
Always look forward to those shows, man. Mm-hmm. And still really grateful to Dylan and, you know, just everybody over there at ACW that, you know, gave, you know, us the chance to do commentary over there because that's...
You're getting choked up, aren't you?
No, I have something in my throat.
Yeah, it's tears.
It's emotions.
It's emotions, man.
Emotions.
No, but...
It went from my heart to my throat.
It's really cool. No, it's just cool. It's cool being a part of something that you know, that neat.
Like, yeah, definitely.
Man, I kind of do sound like I'm getting choked up, but I'm not, I swear.
You're just getting choked.
I'm really getting choked, yeah.
So you're not emotional about everything that's going on in ACW?
Not much of an emotional guy, unless I'm watching, you know,
basketball.
Something sad. Like
so
sad.
You're like the opposite. You're the opposite of Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just always just melancholy. That doesn't make sense.
It's like my baby girl was born.
Baby girl.
They're like, how'd you feel about that? It was all right.
It was K.
It was K.
Well, you know, I'm glad your future children
Shrug.
Will not mean
Shrug.
That much to you.
4 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
Above average, but below. All right, cool. Wrestler's perspective. So one of the interesting things we saw on social media this week was one of the Tough Enough rookies ended up tweeting something out about the social outcast as a, you know, he ended up using, I like this, hashtag social jobbers. And he ended up getting basically blocked on Twitter by
Banned
the heels.
On Twitter.
Banned on Twitter by the heels on the main WWE roster. Now, AC Riley is someone who sometimes says some things he's not supposed to say. How would you feel about this situation, and what would you have done?
I think a lot of people have talked about it quite a bit on social media. It's one thing if a fan is saying, like, you know, social jobbers or whatever, someone that has really no ties to the wrestling business other than being a fan, it's one thing. But to have another person that's essentially part of that business, you know, part of the WWE especially, to basically be calling out, you know, Heath Slater and be like social jobbers, it's really kind of like a slap in the face to the guys that have really been there before him. So it's really one of those things where it's just, you know, okay, yeah, they may be jobbing, but they're doing a lot more than he is right now at this point. And that, I think that
and they
was,
don't have a Yeti gimmick.
Exactly. Like it's one of those things. It's one of those things that, like, that Kevin Owens and Stardust and even Bull Dempsey was trying to, you know, understand the thought process that Josh was talking about. But, like, they were basically saying, you know what, we're not even going to worry about him. Guys like him fizzle out by just being themselves. And even Stardust was just like, enjoy dressing in the hall, Dick. And it's just, it's one of those things where it's
did
just
he
like.
Did he hiss afterwards?
He probably did. He probably hissed while he was tweeting. But no, I mean, it's one of those things where you kind of look at it and it's like, why did you need to do that? Like, was there any situation that he saw, you know, the big picture where he's like, yeah, this will really be a positive feedback. Like, I'm going to get a lot of good feedback from everybody from tweeting this. Instead, it was the opposite. So I don't know what the thought process was, but apparently it's a terrible one.
Now you think this is just a norm for a certain generation when it comes to social media? They just put out whatever they feel like without feeling the consequences?
I think there's definitely that norm. It's one of those things with social media or in the internet in general where, you know, you're basically typing, you know, behind a keyboard. So it's just, you know, there's no accountability except for just what you tweet, and you're just like, whatever, it's what I tweet, and you can't really back it up. But I mean, it's another thing when he has a contract with the WWE. They're obviously going to see that, and they're just going to be like, dude, what the fuck? What was the point of that? So, I mean, yeah, there's definitely that lack of accountability, but there's definitely going to be a lot of accountability on his end for after doing that. A lot of consequence.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's an interesting wrestler's perspective. Also, guys, Daniel Bryan didn't get released on Monday.
Yay. Don't believe everything you read.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, did they actually find the ninth planet then? Because, like, that's been blowing up.
I have no idea. Are you just trying to think of random topics now, or what are you doing?
No. Seriously. Like, Caltech, they say they found a ninth planet in our solar system.
Did they?
I actually heard about that today.
Are there aliens on it?
Planet X.
Is that what they're calling it?
Well, apparently,
what they called it in cartoons.
Apparently it's the same people that basically denounced Pluto as a planet. So now they're saying that this is a planet basically about the size of Neptune.
Guys, we found this new planet. We're going to call it Pluto. Pluto 2. Where is it? Well, you know where the old Pluto was? It's actually that planet. So we stopped it from being
what
a planet, and then now it's a planet again.
Yeah.
So this new planet just took Pluto's spot, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cool, man. Sweet. There's a new planet. I'm sorry. That's cool and everything, but whatever, dude. Like, seriously?
Whatever, dude.
What? Wow. I mean, I know. In the next 50 years, I'm not going to be living there or anything, so it's like, what does that mean to me?
What if you are?
I'm not going to be.
You never know, man.
What are you going to make in 50 years of planet sustainable to life that I'm going to be able to go move into while I'm old?
Yeah.
No, actually, it'd be 40 years.
Can I go live on the planet, the new Neptune planet?
And then, you know, of course.
Yeah, here's your time machine transfer thing. Then I get there and I'm like,
Oh, look at this new planet. Now I'll live out the rest of my days here reading novels and smoking cigarettes.
So I'm glad you're going to get your reading in, Nick.
Yeah.
I know you got a stack. It's a big stack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the ladies are talking about how big your reading stack is. All
right, that's enough.
What are we talking about?
Talking about your, you know, reading stack. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Reading stack?
Yeah, a stack of reading that you need to do.
You know what else we need to do?
What do we need to do?
Take a look at our stack of tape studies.
Nice.
Sort of. That was a bad segue. Whatever. Shit happens.
I thought it was good.
Thanks, buddy.
I wasn't going to call you out. I thought it was good. All right. This week on tape study, we're going to go back in time to December 16th, 1988. It was the All Japan Pro Wrestling Real World Tag Team League as Stan Hansen and Terry Gordy took on Tenryu and Kawada, and the All Japan Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships were on the line in this one. This is a hard-hitting affair between four real shit kickers. You don't want to miss it.
Nice. Guys?
Yeah.
I quit drinking soda this week.
How do you feel?
I'm craving Pepsi super hardcore right now.
So what made you decide to stop drinking soda, period?
Me and Zari were taking a couple-week vacation to Florida here coming up in March. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going to be outside wearing the bathing suits. Plus a couple of my, you know, I work on television, so I have to wear suits, and a couple of my suits actually they fit fine, but you know, I can feel like if I were to gain a few more pounds, might have to throw those ones out. So I think it's about time to get into shape. Been gaining weight like crazy, but it's time to actually start, you know, changing the lifestyle. But the only reason I bring that up is because literally for the past 10 minutes, all I can think about is drinking Pepsi. Like, seriously, that's all I can think about. I'm so addicted to soda, it is ridiculous.
So the last time you stopped drinking Pepsi and soda altogether, like, you actually, like, was, like, what, 6-8 months that you lasted? Or longer?
I don't know.
Because last time,
I think it was, like, 3 months, maybe. It wasn't that long.
Maybe it was.
Which is a long time, dude. It's like heroin.
Yeah.
Like, I'm addicted.
Maybe not like heroin, but I remember. Last time, like, I mean,
hey man,
back,
like, hey man, I'll suck your dick for a can of Coke.
Oh my gosh, dude! Yeah. Like, seriously, would you?
No,
give me a can of Coke for
no.
Five. No,
no.
All right, well,
but no, seriously, I remember last time you did. You actually went for a long time, but you had to stop. So is it one of the things where, you know, you're gonna, you know, keep doing it, and then are you gonna just end up stopping it when you come back, or are you just?
I always read that if you stop for a long enough period of time, it doesn't taste very good after that, which was false last time I tried it, but whatever.
Like you're like, oh, I'm gonna try Pepsi just to see if it tastes bad. And you're like, oh my god,
it's just like one of those things where it's like, you know, people always talk about like fad diets, but I always hear if you cut out, you know, soda pop completely from your diet, you can actually lose quite a bit of weight just because there's a lot of empty calories.
It's all that sugar too.
Yeah, empty calories and sugar and. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to better myself.
Hey, man, wow. More power to you.
But yeah, like again, I'm not trying to be on top of a soapbox right now. I'm just saying.
No, you're on top.
I cannot stop thinking about like a fountain soda from Taco Bell.
Yeah,
I cannot stop thinking about it, Jesse. It's literally making me crazy. It's making me crazy right now.
Yeah, Alex. Oh my goodness. Anything you're gonna cut out of your diet too?
I don't know, man.
You know, it's like you go home and you drink like a big glass of milk.
Yeah.
And you're like, didn't cut it.
Whoops.
I think I ate enough double stuffed Oreos in the last like month and a half. So like I don't need to eat any more of
that
those
happened
for
to me,
next like 2 years.
That happened to me like two months ago.
Yeah.
I went like on an Oreo kick. I was like, man, I want some Oreos. So I got like a whole pack of Oreos. I ate like the whole thing in like a day. Maybe a couple hours. And I was like, you know, I was like on a super hardcore Oreo kick for like a week, and then I ate all those Oreos in one day, and I haven't had an Oreo since.
Yeah, it's like I got a wild hair up my ass. I was like, I'll get some double stuffed Oreos, you know. And I was trying it with like, you know, chocolate milk, the dipping didn't work. I don't know why, it just doesn't. Science, right? But the white milk 2% works like a charm.
Uh-huh.
So I finished off one pack, and then I got a second one for Christmas, and I'm like, what the hell?
I remember like it was like 2 weeks, not 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago. That I, for whatever reason, like for a couple weeks, I was on like a kick of like getting the sour cream and onion
quick trip chips or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, for like, I would just get those every now and then. And then I remember, like, I got food poisoning. I don't know if it was from the chips or something that I ate with the chips, but I remember having to puke and basically puking out sour cream and onion. And from there, I have not touched those chips.
Wow.
Because so if that was the worst experience I've ever had, puking out sour cream and onion.
Okay, so we could probably drop the bombshell. So we're going to actually do a live podcast. Well, we're going to actually live react to the Royal Rumble match itself during on Sunday. So if I brought soda and sour cream chips,
don't do that.
Then
you'd be eating that by yourself.
Then I'd be fine. Okay, cool.
If you brought soda, I'd probably drink some and break my habit.
Soda.
I can't be around soda that
sour
I can drink or
cream.
I'll drink it. There's no way.
Onion chips.
Because you know what would happen? You bring the soda,
yeah.
And I go, well, just this one night, dude. Like, I'll have one.
Just this one night, because, like, we're hanging out. We're
just all a bunch of buds. It's like heroin. It's like, okay, maybe just, like, just one time I'll do the heroin.
So when we show up for the rest of the episode, here comes Nick Sturger. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
I've had, like, eight fucking Pepsis, man.
Hey, man.
Why are you stumbling? There's no alcohol.
Just had a ton of caffeine, dude.
You don't know my life.
You don't know me. I've been mixing Mountain Dew and Pepsi all day, man, trying to figure out the perfect concoction.
I can't even find a vein anymore, man.
I've been sticking it straight up my butthole, dude. Got to get that full fix.
It's like a funnel. He's just like
a funnel.
Please don't shove soda in your ass for...
Here you are at Quick Trip.
Something.
Right next to the fountain, just like...
Right up there.
That right
is,
up there.
That is a
They're like, sir, that's double.
Don't
tell me.
They're,
I brought my own.
They're going to ignore the fact that you're shoving soda in the ass. Yep. Like, you got to pay for two
you
of those.
You have to pay for two of those, yeah.
I brought my own container. It's my ass.
It holds more than 64 ounces.
They're just like. Then you got to pay for more than 64 ounces.
We're calling the
police. You got
to. But go under the desk. Beep. Beep, beep.
Well, that's probably a good way to end Grapple Talk this week. So for Nick and Alex, I'm Jesse. We'll probably catch you guys next week, you know, for Royal Rumble reactions.
Yeah, stay classy.
Geeks of the Industry presents Pro Wrestling Nation, hosted by Bay Area comedian Funky Sam Medina.
Hashtag killing.
Go check out Pro Wrestling Nation right now on iTunes, Stitcher, RedDragonsRadio.com, and of course, GeeksOfIndustry.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
Ooh, hello, I'm like Mr. Cut, you know, I'm a cookie cutter guy, hello.
I'm playing vanilla,
I like vanilla ice cream. What kind of ice cream do you like? It's like, I like things with flavor.
With Nick Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
I feel like it's a lot easier to be a dick and then a smartass and all combined into one.
Just talking about dicks and asses right now.
Your two favorite topics.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.